Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Andy and Randy. Triple in for Andy Bunker. Get the AMA going. 404-726-0929. Trey Young, by the way, cleared to practice, full contact and all, but not going to play tonight. And now another report. Hawks likely to trade Trey Young or DeJounte Murray this summer.
What the hell was that? Ain't that the story already?
It's already the story. It's like even more heat. Even more heat to it. Yeah.
Breaking news.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Breaking news. They're going to either trade Trey or DeJounte.
I wonder which one it'll likely be because it clearly hasn't worked with them together both on the floor.
Yes.
At one time, that's been kind of unfortunate, but yeah, what are you going to do? But you, but you mortgage your future for DeJounte Murray. So I guess it depends on, well, Trey Young's going to be a Laker next year, right?
I think. Well, how does everybody think that?
We bought a house out there, but that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Oh,
who cares?
Everybody has a house in LA. For some reason, I don't know. I don't understand the obsession with L.A., but that's just me.
You don't like L.A.?
No.
I've never been.
You ain't missing that.
From what I hear.
Yeah, you missing that.
I'd like to go up there and stand next to the zero, the letter O in the Hollywood sign. That's about it. And get out of there.
Okay. But yeah, you ain't missing nothing.
Well, we got anything? 404-726-0929. What do we got? What do we got? We got Bo. Who's that? Vicky in Lawrenceville. Good morning, Vicky. What you got? Good afternoon, that is.
Well, hey, you said to pick up the bleep phone and give you a call, so I did. And so I said, well, let me do that, and I'm going to ask these guys something silly. So what do you guys think of Bigfoot encounters?
I just believe that. Thank you, Vicky. If they're, like, Rob. Like, say, what was the show back in the day? Like Harry and the Hendersons. Say I'm walking around and Harry just pop up on me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't. Now I ain't no punk, and I've established that rhetoric. I ain't no punk about mine. But I don't think a Bigfoot would want no hands. I think he would want to be like Harry. Just want to be just hey fella, how are you?
Oh, a polite Bigfoot is.
Yeah, what you're thinking. I don't think Bigfoots are violent. Have you ever read anything about a violent Bigfoot?
I haven't.
Okay, then.
No.
There we go. I've never
and they're blurry, too.
I've never read anything about a violent Bigfoot.
Everybody complains about the photos being blurry. Well, he is blurry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's a multidimensional being. He appears and disappears.
He just want to chill. That's all. That's all. But that's how I view about it. Do I think there are Bigfoots out there? I do, actually.
I kind of do, too. I do,
actually. I don't know where they are, but I do believe they're out there.
Multidimensional. They disappear when people are around.
Yeah.
That's why we don't see their bodies.
Let's go out to Mo in Columbus.
Hello, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on?
What up, Mo?
Hey, man, I had to say, Randy, we definitely missed you. Great job with John filling in. We missing Andy right now, but hey, man, Rob Tribble, you are off the chain, man.
Wow,
so,
thanks.
Randy,
yes,
you stepped on a Lego this morning, yes. And apparently that was some of the worst pain that you felt.
Mo loves his lady. This we know about Mo. Mo, y'all ain't got no kids, right?
Yeah, we got kids.
And you ain't never stepped on no damn Lego?
Or Lego before.
You ain't stepped on a Lego, no Hot Wheel, no nothing?
Hot Wheel, those hurt too a little bit, especially
man,
those
I done trucks. Stepped on the Lego. I done stepped on that toy truck.
Yes.
I done stepped on a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But the worst thing that I ever stepped in, so I want to ask y'all this question. So I also have dogs.
Uh-huh.
When my dog was a puppy, you know, I used to try to keep her out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I get out of bed early one morning to go take a shower, and the first step out of the bed is into poo.
Uh-huh.
So
went then right through all your toes and everything just got up in there.
Yeah, listen, that's almost worse. It's not pain. It's just the shock of I know what I just stepped in, and now I got to hop through to get to the bathroom to even wash this off.
Yes.
So what's the worst thing that y'all have ever stepped in outside of the Lego?
Oh, man. I ain't never in my life stepped in any dog poop in my house. Because if I did, I wouldn't have no dog. Because you got to go right then and there. But I tell you, it was the nastiest thing. We were down on, and me and Donna, and we were down in Miami walking on South Beach. And then people just let their dogs poop on the thing. Like, we had to dodge poop on the damn sidewalk. And I'm with me and Andy, we have this whole thing. I think if you let your dog poop on the sidewalk and you don't pick it up, you deserve it. That's just the nastiest damn thing ever. That's just the nastiest thing ever.
You got a little bag, pick it up.
But yeah, I ain't never stepped no dog poop getting out of bed. One thing about it, when we had dogs, this is just my home. Dogs are not allowed on furniture or in my bedroom.
There you go.
No.
My daughter had some doll with the most, like, steel-clad feet.
Uh-huh.
And I stepped on that foot of the doll, and it felt like it went through my foot. And it just hurt.
I'm just telling you, dog.
Legos, too.
We were talking about Lego. What about this one? Because this happens to me damn near every morning. When you come downstairs, instead of the Lego, when your kids have noise-making toys.
Yeah,
and you sit down, and that damn toy just starts doing whatever it does because they ain't turned off scares the hell out of me. No matter what it is.
Demonically possessed toy.
Huh?
Like there's a little demon in the couch.
Yeah, it scares the hell out of me. Hello!
get off me, Elmo.
Yeah, no, it scares the hell out of me. Hello! Hey, it's for Apple.
What else we got?
Let's go out to Doug and Jefferson.
Hello, Doug. What you got, Doug?
Hey, man. You guys got me flying everywhere now. Talking about pain. Ain't nobody ever put a pinky toe in the door jam in the middle of the night.
Hey, bro, come on now.
Or wrap it around a dining room chair.
Come on,
like,
come on, come on. I think my right pinky toe, I think it's numb. Because I just don't feel nothing when I hit it anymore. I think it's hit enough things in life that it has no feeling left in it.
I got one giant question for Randy. What is your favorite shake of all time?
Okay.
How much have you ever spent?
I never, Doug, I've always been steadfast on that. I will never tell you how much money that I've ever spent anywhere. But I'll just say it was more than I should have.
Stay out that man's pocket.
Yeah, no, I just don't like to, I don't like to do that. But my favorite, like I had like my favorite shake ever. Like the original Diamonds in Miami, the original one.
It was a mom and pop?
Yeah. The Gentleman's Club was here. The Gentleman's Club was my favorite here. Used to love Strokers on a Wednesday because it's amateur night and everything. So that was always fun.
I had a friend that owned Strokers, but it was merely as a laundering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens. And then also, obviously, day shift at Kamal 21, man.
Really?
Day shift at Kamal's, yes.
Aren't day shift and night like the rookie ball?
But the thing about it was, it wasn't
or the
like,
ones that are about to retire.
No, but that's oh god, I can't remember that. Like Kamal's during the day was cool. Kamal during the day was real cool. And then also pinups, you know, because I'm more of a day shift guy anyway. You know what I mean? Because I like the day drink anyway. So you get your day drink on.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple. Hey man, there's a couple. Cougs.
Call somebody look at.
There's a couple kooks in there. You know, there's a couple of them in there. There's a couple of cougs in there. You know, but they really good conversationalists. You know, they tell you about their teenage kid.
Oh, she's trying to get her MBA.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What else we got?
Go out to Nick in Atlanta.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
So, with the Masters coming up, I've been looking at, you know, Tiger Woods is going to play in it again. And since 2022, he's played in 6 events, withdrawn from 3, right?
Uh-huh.
So, first question, do you think Tiger's going to get through 72 holes? And second question, do you think Tiger should be signing up for events at this point when he's more likely to get injured than not?
Oh, man. I
don't see him getting to the weekend.
It's just that back, man.
Yep.
It's the back and it's that ankle. He barely made it through the last one he was in. He had to withdraw all of that. But, you know, I think that because he's had so much time. But he had a lot of layoff the last time. I can't say withdraw because he wants that one. He still, for some reason, and that's that competitive spirit in him, thinks he can catch Jack. We know about that and everything. But I'm not going to bet against him. But this weather right now, how it's going to be, this rain and everything, and you know how when that rain, that arthritic stuff get up in you, I'm going to have a hard time believing Tiger makes it to the weekend.
All right, let's do some
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My takeaway of the day, and I found a newfound respect for this man. Abe, like most people, don't play by his charge because he was about to put hands on Dylan for not putting back in his cubby hole.
My thing is, my takeaway is your visceral disagreement with the word cubby hole being used by an adult.
I didn't say by adult. I said by a grown-ass man compared to another grown. When I dropped my kid off at when he was in kindergarten, I said, hey, buddy, go put it in your cubby hole. He's in kindergarten. I'm a grown damn man. All right? He's a grown damn man. Don't call me nothing about no cubby.
You're just trying to keep your atmosphere organized. That's all right.
Ain't nothing about no cubby.
So Randy doesn't like Gino Auriemma's face.
No.
Abe gets sports angry, but rarely gets life angry.
Yes.
And Abe and I were talking about elbows, I think. And then when I opened up my ears, I heard something about a naked statue of John Wooden with flowers over it.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're welcome.
Is it working?
Is this thing working?
Yeah.
Oh, it does work. Rob Tribble, the pasty Dutchman.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. If you didn't know, now you know. The pasty Dutchman.
Pasty Dutchman.
What do you say? That is always prepared.
Always prepared. Yeah. That morning after pill for the rapture, I guess, right? Hey, got Dukes and Bell there. They're down at State Farm Arena as we get ready for the Hawks and Heat. Charlotte in town tomorrow night. I'll be there for that one. So we're going to come back and hand it off to them. Sports Radio 99 again.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.